This morning, I'm going to use one of Dogen's fascicles again, as I did yesterday. And today, I want to talk about a fascicle number 64 in the Ta-Nehisi translation, which I'm using today. I used the Nishijima yesterday. It's translated as Everyday Activity. And it was written in 1243, the period during which Daibutsuji, Dogen's new monastery, in the mountains of Echizen province, was under construction. It took them a couple of years to build it. It was called Daibutsuji, or Great Buddha Monastery, at first. 2 years later, in 1246, he changed the name to Eheiji, Eternal Peace Monastery. And he himself, adopted the name Eihei. We hear about Eihei Dogen. So it comes from his monastery, which he changed from Great Buddha to Eternal Peace. So in some ways, the talk I'm going to give this morning follows through on the article I wrote for the most recent issue of The Mirror, our newspaper newsletter. And I called that Our Ordinary Lives. In that, I was relying on Shobo Genzo fascicle number 26, or Jinzu, Miracles, and on Dogen's definition of the ordinary actions of our lives as miracles. And in Jinzu, written in 1241, he begins by saying, quote, "The miracles I am speaking of are the daily activities of Buddhas, which they do not neglect to practice," end quote. Now, 2 years later, he begins Kajo, or Everyday Activity, quote, "In the domain of Buddha ancestors, drinking tea and eating rice are everyday activity," end quote. So he's clearly expanding, I think, on the same theme. So I'd like to look at this just a little bit, and we'll dip in and out of the text. Dogen says, "In the domain of Buddha ancestors, drinking tea and eating rice are everyday activity. Drinking tea and eating rice have been transmitted for a long time and are present right now. Thus, the Buddha ancestors' vital activity of drinking tea and eating rice comes to us." So he's suggesting today we can also drink tea, eat rice. Well, why is that so important? I mean, obviously we eat, in our society, three meals a day. What's so important about it? He goes on to quote a story. Priest Daokai, who would later become abbot of Mount Dayang, asked Tuzi, quote, "It is said that the thoughts and words of Buddha ancestors are everyday tea and rice. Besides this, are there any words or phrases for teaching?" He wants to go beyond it. Tuzi said, "Tell me, when the emperor issues a decree in his territory, does he depend upon ancient emperors, Yu, Tang, Yao, or Shun?" As Daokai was about to open his mouth, Tuzi covered it with his whisk. Quote, "While you were thinking, you've already received 30 blows." Big mistake. Daokai was then awakened. He bowed deeply and began to leave. Tuzi said, "Wait, Reverend." Daokai did not turn around, and Tuzi said, quote, "Have you reached the ground of no doubt?" Daokai covered his ears with his hands and left. What's going on here? The question, he's repeating that, yes, we hear that the thoughts and words of Buddha ancestors are everyday tea and rice. Well, but there must be something more, he thinks. Besides this, are there any words or phrases? I mean, are we going to have any sutras here, any scriptures, any lectures, any Dharma talks? Tea and rice? And it's interesting because Tuzi's answer, when he asked him, when the emperor issues a decree, does he think about past emperors? No. Or maybe. We don't know. But possibly, He's doing exactly what past emperors did. He's issuing a decree. So Dao Kai is sort of mulling all this over, and he takes too long. And Dao Kai, you know, Tuzi covers his mouth with his hand, and says, don't do that. You're off track. And he woke up. Now, what is happening, I think, is that he's being told there's a real difference between actions, words, and thinking about them. Words are phrases for teaching. I'd like to repeat them. I'd like to imitate them. I'd like to memorize them. And then he's reminded, now wait a minute, does today's emperor just repeat the decrees of earlier emperors? He may be in big trouble if he does that. No, probably not. He is affected by it. He's still doing what they did. He's issuing decrees. We're still eating rice. But do we rely on the past in that way? We eat the rice, which continues, but we don't necessarily parrot what went before. So this wake reverend, Dao Kai, has been awakened. He realizes that he doesn't need to talk about anything very much, but now Tuzi's going to check him. You know, hold it. But he doesn't turn around. And so then he asks him a very philosophical question. Have you reached the ground of no doubt? And quite rightly, Dao Kai covered his ears. He said, don't utter those things to me. I've begun to understand drinking tea and eating rice. So Dogen says, in a way, that the Buddhas don't eat mysterious, ethereal, delicacies. I've forgotten there's a word for that, but there's some kind of mysterious, wonderful food that happens, you know, only in the heavens. But rather, they eat everyday tea and rice just like us. So everyday activity, this is called, this essay. Buddhas do not differ from us in their activity, but is our activity, my activity, that of a Buddha? What makes the difference? What makes the difference? I think we can maybe unravel this a little bit by thinking that for Buddha ancestors, their tea and rice embody and speak of the nature of emptiness, the continuous process of impermanence and interdependence. When we eat our Oryoki meal in a little while, we'll begin a chant that says, we reflect on the effort that brought us this food and consider how it comes to us. That's the emptiness of this food. It's dependence upon impermanence, change, and interdependence. So for Buddhas, eating rice, drinking tea, is deeply part of their comfort with this reality. They understand that those everyday activities are all the things we speak about philosophically. They are what we call emptiness. They manifest it. And in the case of drinking tea and eating rice, it is a constant process. I mean, they do it every day. We eat our beans every day. So the thoughts and words of Buddha ancestors are everyday tea and rice because their thoughts and words teach the emptiness demonstrated by the tea and rice and the act of eating. So their discussions of emptiness are not so far away. They're grounded in the emptiness demonstrated by ordinary objects and everyday activities. So I think the Buddha ancestors give drinking tea and eating rice the respect they deserve as embodiments of the Dharma. That's the difference. We don't see it. We drink the tea, we eat the rice, we don't understand the teachings of that, the reality of that, the dharmicness of that, if you want to call it that. We don't understand that tea and rice are dharma. We see them only with reference to our likes and dislikes. As you know, I don't care for tea very much. I prefer coffee. But that is not the point. Both the tea and the coffee are dharma. They are an embodiment, an example, you know, it's hard to find the exact words, but of emptiness. Because they are themselves a momentary fruit of this process that we call. So, I want to go ahead with the text a little bit more, having laid that as a kind of groundwork. The next little story that Dogen refers to is about Shito, great master Wuji, in the Shito hut on Mount Nanyue. Now, we're going to be reading pretty soon in our book discussion, Inside the Grass Hut, which is about Shito's poem. And here's a little, couple of lines from that poem. I have built a grass hut where no coins are kept. Having had rice, I am ready for a leisurely nap. Very simple. And here's what Dogen says. He says, quote, having had rice. Words come, words go, words come and go, filled with Buddha ancestors' thoughts and phrases. Not yet having rice means not yet being satisfied. However, the point of having had, quote, having had rice and, quote, a leisurely nap is actualized before having rice, while having rice, and after having rice. To assume that the experience of having rice lies only after having had rice is the mere study of four or five sho or small amounts of rice. Now, what does he mean here? What does he mean? Well, I think we can, he says, the point. When I say I have had rice, I am satisfied. But the point of being satisfied exists before I am, when I am, and after I am. The fact or the nature, the possibility of being satisfied is always there. So when he says, having had rice, I'm ready for a leisurely nap, he is dipping into a broad sense of satisfaction that we wait for, we hope for, we have, or we did have. But the sense of satisfaction is kind of its own self. Then he tells about Ru Jing, who of course was his Dogen's master, once taught the assembly at the Buddha Hall of the Ryon Jingtu Monastery in Dai region. Quote, when hunger comes, have rice. When fatigue comes, sleep. Furnace and bellows each covers the entire sky. The first part's kind of understandable. But the furnace is the fire, and in the moment of furnace, there's only furnace. The bellows are the wind that blows that fire. That wind in its moment is complete. So the reason that relates to the first two is it says when hunger comes, respond to it. Have your rice. So again, as much of Dogen's teachings, we talked a lot about this yesterday, has to do with response, how we respond to our lives. Dogen sort of reiterates here. He says, the teaching of Buddha ancestors who transmit the Buddha's life long practice is entirely having rice and sitting on one peak. To study and practice the inheritance of the Buddha's ancestral wisdom is to bring forth the vital activity of having rice. Having rice, drinking tea, if done totally, like the fire or the bellows, is the great teaching. It's the most basic teaching. They all spent years and years and thousands and millions of words, as I'm sort of struggling with today, to express that. And yet, it's difficult to talk about. You get very close to it, which is why they all talk so much, and we have these thousands of sutras. But to talk about rice, eating rice, I can talk about it, but the act of doing it is a more complete engagement with impermanence and interdependence, a more complete engagement with this life. The rice came from rice paddies somewhere, tended, needed water, was harvested, trucked here, it's been cooked carefully by a tenzo, and now we're going to eat it, and we will become that rice. So there's this whole story of, in the rice in our bowl. And if we at least sense that, that's the teaching of the Buddhas, their everyday activity. And the reason they respected their everyday activity so much and did not find it boring was that each time it happened, it's a new teaching of the process of change. When I was at Shogoji Monastery briefly for just 7 weeks, many years ago, we got up very early in the morning, and even though it was summer, it was of course dark and often chilly. And every single morning we had brown rice gruel, okayu as it's called. Every single morning it was wonderful, because your relationship to something, you're tired, it's early, it's dark, here comes this wonderful thing, which in that context is a teaching. How much you enjoyed it. You're so thankful the tenzo got it even earlier, and cooked it in the kitchen. So this is another teaching, and everything that we do in our Zen practice is about paying attention. Everything. One reason we have the little rituals of, our hand gestures and our this and that, it's to pay attention to what is happening. The reason the Oryoki meals are so wonderful is you pay attention to what you're doing. And you do it now, which is the other little piece of this eating rice and drinking tea. You don't do it then or later. You do it only now. And here's another little story from this fascicle. Zhao Zhou, otherwise known as Joshu, asked a newly arrived monk, "Have you been here before?" The monk said, "Yes, I've been here." Zhao Zhou said, "Have some tea." Later, he asked another monk, "Have you been here before?" The monk said, "No, I have not been here." Zhao Zhou said, "Have some tea." The temple director then asked Zhao Zhou, "Why do you say, 'Have some tea,' to someone who has been here, and 'Have some tea' to someone who has not?" Zhao Zhou said, "Director, yes, have some tea." And Dogen goes on to say,